listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday, October 23rd. And
it's almost Reformation.
It is. We're lining up some Reformation guests for next week.
Yeah,
working
Reformation
on that
and
right
All
now.
Saints.
This is true. Working on that for next week. As promised yesterday, continuing our topics in life and life-affirming.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to share our guests with you today. Going to take a look at this new partnership between Lutherans for Life and Bethesda Lutheran Communities. And we continue our series, second to last in the series of He Restores My Soul, in the second half today. So this is our second interview with Cheryl Swope on, I think it's chapter 14 today in He Restores My Soul.
Yeah.
Coming up Thursday is the book signing right here in St. Louis at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue. So check
that
out. Yes. Oh, you're going to be there?
I will be there. We'll actually be Facebook Live-ing. The Facebook Live-ing? I guess that's a word now.
Living. The word is living.
the little author talk
Excellent.
Section of it. So if you're not in St. Louis, you can still participate with us.
I even have the paper right
here.
Oh,
look at that.
Thursday, October 25th, 6 p.m. cookie reception, 6:30 p.m. author presentation, 7:30 p.m. book signing.
And those cookies are made by the authors, and I have heard that they're legendary.
Yes,
so.
I heard Heather Smith was making cookies, so that
if you are in St. Louis, you're going to want to show up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin, live uncommon. In studio today, Mona Furstenau. She's Director of Strategic Ministry Partnerships with Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Mona, always a joy to have some time with you here in the studio when you're here in St. Louis. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to see you.
How has Bethesda been life-affirming since its beginning, way back in the early days in Watertown, Wisconsin?
It's been over 100 years. We've been providing supports and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities through services that share the good news of Jesus. And that, of course, is the gospel. That is this definition of life affirmation, right? People with disabilities have gifts and talents and are a reflection of the image of God. And we firmly believe that we can support them to live life to the full and contribute to the body of Christ.
Absolutely. We live in this this culture of death. That's what the LCMS Life Conference is. The theme revolves around this year. And that's so many just terrible things, especially with everything going on in our culture and our politics, this culture of death. What does that culture say to people with disabilities?
It really sends a message of lack of value. And I think that's where this partnership began, is in identifying that while Lutherans for Life talks about and advocates for life, and many of their messaging is around, much of their messaging is around abortion, we begin to have conversation about the shocking rate of abortion for those children who are prenatally diagnosed with a disability. And that's where those conversations began between the two organizations about how can we share each other's message because we are so aligned in that life-affirming message.
Also joining us in studio today, the Reverend Michael Salamink. He's Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Pastor Salamink, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
Still full of energy from the National Conference, Lutherans for Life Conference.
Still depleted of energy from the National Conference.
Just to continue on that topic of living in a culture of death and what this culture that we live in says to people with disabilities. I'm sure you encounter this and engage in conversation with people every day about this very topic.
The message, I don't know that the message is particularly or intentionally directed towards persons with disabilities, but the message of the culture is a person's value is dependent upon their productivity. What can you do for us? What can you do for me? It is, you know, the distinction that Lutherans have understood since the beginning. Is a person valuable on the basis of their works or valuable on the basis of God's works, what God has done? And so, you know, the distinction between persons who don't have disabilities and persons who do have disabilities sometimes is kind of artificial. And it's especially theologically artificial because in God's eyes, the Gospel of John chapter 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's all of us. We are all affected in different ways by humankind's fallenness, and we are all redeemed and beloved by God, and His grace enables us with vocations and gifts that are different. And so whether or not we have medically diagnosed disabilities, we are all members of God's kingdom by faith and baptism, and that gives every person infinite value.
Mona, you were nodding your head as Pastor Selimik was speaking. Tell me more about the work of Bethesda and being life-affirming of people of all abilities. How we're all really on the, as Pastor Selimik was saying, we're all on the same plane.
Well, we always go back to Psalm 139. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And God doesn't make mistakes. We know that. And so I'm nodding as Pastor Selimik is speaking, because this is why it's such a natural partnership for us to share each other's messaging and join each other on this mission, is because we believe and we come from the same exact space. It's exciting. The conference last week was exciting, the National Lutherans for Life conference, my first one, and I told myself over and over again, gee, why haven't I been here before? This is so encouraging and affirming, and it's just so much feels like home for someone who's really looking for that place of sanctuary in the world of and in the culture of death, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've talked about this partnership. What is this partnership between Bethesda and Lutherans for Life?
Still evolving and still being defined. But we've joined each other in terms of sharing each other's messaging, sharing each other's resources. We've created a co-branded video based on Psalm 139 that really talks about from conception through till end of life, and people with disabilities as well. And it's very powerful. We launched that last week, and I don't think there's a dry eye in the room.
I love to talk about this video. I don't have a sense for these things. Maybe we need to talk to Peter Slayton with the LCMS social media, but I think it's going to be viral, right? This video, I think, really is going to catch on once we start sharing it, pushing out through our communications channels. There's some other initiatives that we've cooperated on. Mm-hmm. Lutherans for Life's fall issue of Life Date, our flagship quarterly journal, was about for life and living with disability, and we featured articles and commentary looking at the value of life. Even in the context of disabilities, we had article writers, including Mona from Bethesda. Also, our Life Sunday materials for 2019 feature a model sermon manuscript looking at our theme from age to age the same in the context of a pastor who works directly supporting congregations who mm-hmm. minister with persons who have disabilities. And so those are some of the concrete steps that we've taken, and there will be more of those things to come, where people will see Lutherans for Life's name right next to Bethesda Lutheran Community's name. And we feel that this area of overlap, this intersection, that we're sort of joined at the heart by the gospel that says, because God creates, because God redeems, because God calls every human being, regardless of age, appearance, or disability, they are infinitely valuable treasures to God and privileges to God, people. And we'd love to proclaim that together.
Thanks be to God. Mm-hmm. I watched the video recently as well, and I'm not a gushy guy.
Really?
But there's one like topic or genre that always gets me, and it's anything that's life affirming. I'm just now coming to the realize anything that's life affirming, whether it's an adoption story or recognizing our different abilities and also recognizing how we're also differently gifted as well, and putting that all on the same page. Yeah, I'm not crying.
Got
you're crying.
It's happy crying, though.
It is.
We don't want people to think that it's going to be a bring down. It's a wonderful message, gospel.
Absolutely,
message.
That's what I mean. It's the that message that it was a reading of Psalm 139 mm-hmm. from all kinds of people.
All kinds of people.
And how beautiful it was to get to see that and to, oh.
We will share it with the audio of today so that everybody can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just 2 minutes left. So looking forward to the future, I recognize the relationship, the partnership that, that Bethesda and Lutherans for Life have is something that you discovered you have something in common. You have a common mission. What are some things that you hope for in the future, Mona?
I hope to be able to connect the life chapters and life groups across the country with our ministry consultants across the country, congregations they're working in with congregations we're working in, cross-sharing the messaging in congregations that are already life-affirming congregations, and add this piece of people with disabilities into that experience and into that messaging for them, and vice versa, all the congregations that we're working with to include and inform around all of the life Lutherans for Life issues as well.
What are you looking forward to, Pastor Selmink? I saw you nodding a lot.
I think we can't hear your nodding.
Amplifying our cultural advocacy by partnering together. There are several states that have taken up legislation targeted at restricting abortions where the stated reason is because of a disability involved. And I think bringing these two things together is going to open people's eyes to the bankruptcy of trying to judge a person's value based on their productivity, and to see that human dignity, in order to benefit any of us, has to benefit all of us.
Mona Furstenau, Director of Strategic Ministry Partnerships, Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Mona, always a joy to have you in studio. Thanks for being our guest.
And thanks for having me.
Pastor Michael Selmink, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, thanks so much for joining us here in studio today, and blessings on the new partnership.
It's a delight and a privilege to be here.
Coming up in just a little bit, we continue He Restores My Soul, the series, our book series.
Yeah.
Concluding that on Thursday, Cheryl Swope up next. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.